USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ukrainian military says Russia has been beefing up its forces and trying to probe Ukrainian defenses. The military adding that the Russians also continue their attempts to take control of Mariupol. With inflation hitting a 40-year high in February, supply chain woes continuing along with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, American consumers and farmers are feeling the impacts. Speaking on Fox and Friends Weekend, Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke explains drought conditions are also a major factor when it comes to wheat prices and production.
We've got a very serious drought going on out here in the High Plains, and so even if wheat went to $20 a bushel, there's a lot of farmers out here who are kind of grow nothing. 20 times zero is zero, and those guys are up a creek.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life. 800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
According to the latest Rasmussen Reports poll, 61% of likely U.S. voters believe that violent crime is on the rise, and 47% believe that President Biden has done a poor job in handling law enforcement issues. A full 81% of respondents say they believe the issue will be important in the November midterm elections, including 46% who say it will be very important. Nearly two-thirds of voters say the Hunter Biden laptop story is important and believe the president was probably involved in his son's foreign business dealings. An investigation into stomach illness likely linked to Lucky Charms is continuing. The Food and Drug Administration saying they're looking into a link between a stomach bug and Lucky Charms cereal after hundreds reported feeling sick after eating the cereal to IWasPoisoned.com. The website saying this is the largest amount of reports a single product has ever received on the site. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
An annual dinner in Washington, D.C. is becoming known as a COVID-19 super spreader event.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is the latest federal official to test positive for COVID-19. He tweeted that he is vaccinated and boosted and that his symptoms are mild. He was among dozens who attended the annual Gridiron Club dinner last week who tested positive. That count includes Attorney General Merrick Garland, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, and Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California and Joaquin Castro of Texas. Officials who did not attend the dinner are testing positive as well, including Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also tested positive recently. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And what's being described by Orange County, California, as its largest drug bust in about 16 years, authorities say they've recovered roughly 1,000 pounds of drugs after pulling over a minivan last month. According to a press release by the Orange County DA's office, Buena Park police recovered over 800 pounds of meth, nearly 190 pounds of cocaine, and about 20 pounds of fentanyl. Orange County DA Todd Spreitzer explains just how deadly fentanyl can be.
20 pounds that we recovered can kill half of New York City, half of Los Angeles, and Orange County, California, my county, 1.5 times.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.